tonight. Newsies, the opening production. Matthew Teague Miller with us in the studio. A couple of the actors we'll see on the stage, I assume, tonight and throughout the season, at least for a few shows with us. Matthew, welcome back to the program again this year. We'll start with you, as always. Hooray for Hollywood. We'll get into some of the shows. We talked about it late last year. Tell us what you got, what the summer's lining up like.
Well, yeah. You know, the last season, the 2016 season of American Classics, was the most popular season that we've done in 11 years, so we knew we needed to do something big. We wanted to roll out the red carpet and have the bright lights and big stars, and that's where the Hooray for Hollywood season was born. So we open tonight with Disney's Newsies, which is a high-energy, action-packed, lots of dancing, lots of great singing. It's a super fun musical that people will not want to miss. Following Newsies, we've got the classic thriller Dial M for Murder, which is directed by our old friend Jay Berkow, the longtime artistic director.
Jay's coming back for that.
Jay's not only coming back, but he's also playing a role in this tonight's production of Newsies. After Dial M, we've got the 80s classic Footloose. And the fun thing about Footloose is it takes that movie story that we know about the kid coming to a small town where they don't allow dancing, and he makes it his personal mission to bring dancing back. And it incorporates a lot of those 80s hits that were used in the musical, like or used in the movie. Stuff like Almost Paradise and Let's Hear It for the Boy, Holding Out for a Hero, stuff that we hear on the radio still all the time because they're such great songs. Plus original material that was written specifically for the show. After that, we've got the new musical adaptation of The Bridges of Madison County. You know, it's set in our own backyard here in Iowa, and it takes that story that we know from either the book or the movie, and it musicalizes it. And when it ran on Broadway, it won the Tony Award for Best Music. So it's clearly got music that supports the romantic classic nature of the show that, or the story that we already know. And then we end with the 39 Steps, which is the funny thing about 39 Steps, it's hilarious comedy, but when it was a movie, it was a thriller directed by Hitchcock. So in the adaptation to the stage, they changed it. So four actors play somewhere like 150 roles, lots of costume changes, lots of accent changes. It's the kind of show that will have you giggling at the beginning and laughing all the way to the end. And that's the Hooray for Hollywood season. It's just one exciting show after another.
Obviously, since we talked to you last, August, whatever, says you spent at least part of your year searching out talent. Tell us a little bit about that process. And we've got a couple of them here, so you have to speak highly of them. But tell us about that process and how that went. What kind of things did you do this year?
Dave, I'm not going to lie to you. This is one of the most talented groups of people I've ever worked with. One person after another walks into the room with an incredible amount of professionalism and talent, and I'll tell you too that they are some of the nicest people I've ever worked with. This is a really incredible collection of artists that we have to work with this year, both on the tech side and as the acting company. You know, we do a nationwide search. We've got people from San Diego and the San Francisco Bay Area. We've got people from Washington, D.C. and Florida and the Midwest. So we searched far and wide. We had auditions in several different locations, and we took the cream of the crop this year. And we really were able to put together an incredible company.
Everybody should have done, they can grab their phones quick, says tell their mom and dad. Says that the show interview is streaming on our website.
Yeah.
We're also trying a Facebook Live on the KROS Facebook page. So quick text everybody they know that they can see them on. They can listen online at our webpage, or they can try the KROS Facebook page. We've never done a Facebook Live interview show before, so you guys are the stars, so you can...
We're honored to be the first.
We've never done anything quite like that before, so we're trying to delve into the technical world and the social media world. But in getting these folks here, what do you find? What attracts them? I know when you are doing this, you're competing with other summer theaters across
sure.
the country.
Yeah.
How do you pitch? Come to my come to my shows?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I mean, the Showboat has developed a reputation with a number of schools recently that have had people come and have good experiences. I think we provide our actors with a loving and supporting, safe environment to rehearse and explore and to be artists. This is not a professional theater company that's run by somebody who tells everybody how to do their job, but empowers the artists in the company to be the best artists they can be. And I think that gets around, and that really helps us in the recruitment. You know, Alex, who I brought with me today, he goes to the school that I went to when I was in undergrad. And I think that kind of helped in the conversation and in the recruitment of him. I've got three people from that school this year. And it's one of the top musical theater conservatories in the nation. So that helped. But, you know, I think more than anything, I'm very honest with people that when I offer them positions, I tell them exactly what, you know, the challenges are going to be and what makes us different and unique and special. And I think people are drawn to that sincerity and that honest approach. And like I said, the reputation of the theater, it's the reputation of the theater that made Music Theater International, that handles the rights to musicals, choose us as one of the first companies to get Disney's Newsies, because we have been doing great theater on the boat now and for a while, and that gets around. It's a small world.
I want to jump back to something you said there that intrigues me. You talk about the environment, loving, safe environment. What is that? Why is that important for actors? I've heard that in different terms, but why do you try to promote that? I'm sure that's maybe every theater promotes that. I don't know, but no. You use that terminology. Tell us what you mean and why that's important.
Well, it's important to me as a human being. I mean, I'm a happy person who loves other people, and I think that's pretty easy to tell when you're in the audition room with me. I'm an honest, authentic human being, and that's just Maddie. That's just who I am. So what you see is what you get. You know, in terms of the experience that the designers and the actors have in working at the Showboat, it's just my theory that theater is the collaboration of a number of talented people, and a good director doesn't tell other people how to do the jobs that they specialize in, but rather they empower them and support them to be the best designer or actor that they can be. I guide them in their choices, and I help support the choices in the directions that they want to go. But, you know, there are a lot of directors in the world that will show up at the first rehearsal and say, this is how you're going to say this line, or show up at the first meeting with the designer and say, this is what the set's going to look like. And that's just not my style. I think that, you know, theater is a collaboration of specialists, and you got to trust the people who are specialists in the different areas. So that's what I try to do as a director and an artistic director.
Do you find actors like that typically, or do some want more direction than others?
I think there are some that want more specific direction than others, absolutely. I mean, there's no one-size-fits-all when it comes to personal interaction with other people, but part of my job as a director is to try to gauge what the needs are of my collaborators and become the kind of director they want to be. It's not about, when I teach directing at the university that I teach at, I try to impart this on my young directing students. You know, it's not a one size fits all. There's no right way. You don't direct a cast. You don't direct a company. You direct several individuals within that company. And so, you know, the way that I communicate with Heather is different than the way that I communicate with Alex. And, you know, those are just two of the 25 actors in the show. So it's a hard job, but I think it's really important for me to inspire as opposed to dictate.
We'll get to them in a minute, but I got a couple more questions. You mentioned 25. Newsies has known high energy, lots of dancing, lots of singing. How do you find that many people who can sing, dance, and act, and I believe even, according to one of the videos, tap dance?
Yeah.
In semi-synchronous combination there.
We looked long and hard for the acting company this year, and Anybody that comes to see this show will see that we were very successful in putting together a group of triple threats that really can nail all of these things that you're talking about. You know, there's the additional challenge of doing it in the unique nature of the showboat, which that thanks to the set designer and the incredible choreographer, Megan Glynn Zollinger, who is working on the show, they're nailing it. It is going to be a show that people are going to be talking about for a long time.
You can get them all on stage, off stage, big dance scenes.
Yes.
They have it all.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, Heather and Alex with us. Tell a bit about, I guess, Heather. Why don't you grab that microphone, Heather? Tell a bit about, I guess, full name.
Heather Banks is my full name.
Heather, tell me about where you came from, how you ended up on the showboat.
I am from San Diego, California, but I spent the last 4 years in Decatur, Illinois at Millikan University, where I completed my BFA in musical theater literally the day that I moved out here. And I have been auditioning for Maddie for the past couple years, and finally this year we just made it work.
What attracted you to the showboat?
A lot of it had to do with Maddie. He's such a genuine person, and anytime that I audition for him, even if I had just met him for 30 minutes the year before, he'll come up and give me a hug and see how I'm doing, and it was just very sincere and earnest, and that was a huge factor.
What kind of shows will obviously we'll see you in Newsies? What do you play in Newsies?
I'm Catherine, so the scrappy love interest reporter that is the love interest of Jack.
How is that to play?
It's great. It's really fun. It's a role that I actually have been wanting to play for a really long time, and she has some really awesome things that I get to sink my teeth into, and it's been fun.
Tell us about the character. What you mentioned you like. What do you like about...
She's definitely a woman ahead of her time and a strong, smart woman, and I believe in empowering women. And I enjoy a lot of the songs that Mankin has written for her. That's always... really fun and an added bonus.
Singing, dancing, and acting, you can do it all?
Yes, all of it.
All of it.
She wouldn't say no, would she?
Well,
no. She better not at this point.
Yeah, I would be lying.
She dances, sings, and acts like nobody's business.
What is it to play that? You said you want to play that role. What is it like to, obviously, you get it on stage for real tonight with an audience.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think that's going to be like?
I think it's going to be exhilarating as always. It's always great to get an audience out there. I just think that our energy and adrenaline will kind of go up a bit. So we'll have to make sure that we are controlled and level-headed. But, it's going to be exciting.
When playing these kind of roles, you basically set in 1899. You make them put away their phones and everything else because obviously it's a whole different era. How is it to, can you relate to that era in playing roles like this? Whereas Alex now gets to think about some of these questions.
I know.
What is it to, because if you're going to play that kind of character, you can't pull your phone out of your pocket. You can't run out and hop in your car and things like that. Do you have to think that way when you're on stage too?
Right, yeah. A lot of it is research that we do outside of the rehearsal studio. There's still, people that we are portraying, and so that's, easy to kind of pull from. But a lot of it, for instance, the other day I have a couple ear piercings and was like, I can't leave that in. So I Googled, when did ear piercings become a thing? And that wasn't until the 1950s. So, doing research like that is important. But it's really, it's not too difficult. It's something I enjoy.
What about the rest of the season?
I will be in Footloose as Wendy Jo, and then Bridges of Madison County as one of the ensemble members.
Oh. We've been here, two, 3 weeks
Two
now?
And a half weeks,
Two
yeah.
and a half weeks? Are you all settled in?
Definitely.
Rehearsal's gone well?
Yeah, they're going really well.
Now, have you started the next show yet, rehearsals?
Dial M starts rehearsals tomorrow, but she's going to shift to. She's one of our camp teachers this
camp?
Year.
So you get to run the camp? So we've got to plug in for the camp.
Our children's camp starts on Monday. Today's the last day to register.
So get signed up. You got any space left?
We have limited space still available. And this year's camp, rather than being a culminating in a variety show, the kids are actually doing a full musical. They're doing the new stage adaptation of 101 Dalmatians. So they actually get to put on their own show on the showboat stage, which is going to be really fun.
Right. Alex, swing that door. Alex, and what's the full name there?
My name's Alex Stone.
Alex, and you, he you came from Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, I live just outside Washington, D.C., like on the Virginia side of the river.
Where do you go to school at?
I go to school at the Cincinnati Conservatory of Music, as Matty mentioned, is his alma mater. I'm going to be a junior next year studying musical theater.
What's your show, Newsies? Well, where will we see you tonight?
Oh, man, I'm playing...
All over.
all over this. I'm going to be playing Jack Kelly in Newsies.
So you're the star.
Yeah.
That's fun. Tell about Jack. What's your take on the character?
Oh, man. Jack is a bit of a... Not a bit. He's a dreamer. He's a wild guy who thinks all these fanciful fantasies to himself and dreams of something beyond the crummy state that he lives in, but he's also the leader of this rebellious, snarky, brotherly group of Newsies. And he keeps them in line and he drives the group to keep selling their papes and have a great time and everything else.
Can you bring that to the character? How do you play that?
Well, this
is it kind of you, or is it...
You know, I don't know if I'd consider myself technically as much of a leader as Jack is, but I definitely consider myself a dreamer in that sense. And that's something I can definitely relate to with Jack. And just to be stuck in your fantasies in your mind and try to live out life to a bigger extent than what reality can give you.
Is it fun to try to do that?
Step
out of what you might consider yourself, your personality?
Absolutely. It's so much fun to play types that are not your personality at all and just be able to see how far we can stretch ourselves on stage.
Mentioned to Heather about playing, you know, in the 90s, not 1990s, but
yes.
that you might barely remember, but, 1890s.
Uh-huh.
Do you have to think differently about that?
Well, I know that we talk about this a little bit in rehearsals where there are sometimes there's a little bit of space now and then. We have to improv some lines here and there, and we can't say particular phrases that we would say nowadays, like... I don't know. It's like, yeah, you go get him, man. Like, I don't know if they would particularly say that. We had to say, hey, get those schmucks, you know? Something a little more dated a little bit. But still, we have to keep our wits about ourselves when we're doing those lines and just think about where we are in those settings.
We didn't tell you, you know, singing, dancing, acting. Is any one of those three your favorite?
Oh, man, just acting. Just acting's where it's at, man. If you can't tell a story, if you can't act it, you can't tell a story anywhere else. And I think that's where it's at its core. Particularly for most forms of art on stage.
But yes, Heather Mason, jump in too. Says, is this your first summer theater effort?
This is my first one. This is my first like really intense one. Yeah.
Gone well so far. You've been here 2.5 weeks. So.
Well, it's been quite a ride, but so far it's been pretty amazing.
What else will we see you on the stage with?
I'll be doing all the rest of the shows.
You're
this
in everything.
Whole season. Oh yeah. Be a fun time. Doing many, many different forms of dialects and many different characters. But also I'll be with the ensemble with Heather in Bridges to Madison County, and then I'll be doing some of the other plays as well, which will be great.
Maybe Heather Gemma too says, how was it, you know, obviously 2.5 weeks ago you brought out how many people together for the first time who probably didn't know each other. Maybe someday some of your school folks are here from the school, but all of a sudden you're with a whole bunch of people you'd never met before. How do you... Especially the first show, because it's thrown together and you have to be ready to go. Maybe as you get that, then the next show, maybe I don't know if it's easier since you kind of then maybe have a feel for the rest of the people you're working with.
Yeah.
The first show, the first rehearsal, and who are you?
I mean, like, yeah, there's no real time for the idle politics of any situation. We just got to get in and do our work. And in that, we find the camaraderie between each other.
Yeah, I think the nice thing about actors is that this is kind of our daily life where we get thrown in and have to make it work. Yeah,
what we love to do.
And we just have a love to get to know people because it helps us as actors. So I think that we all are just there to help support one another and create something that we care about, and that alone creates a camaraderie among the cast.
And typically, folks always says, you know, you wanted to be an actor since you were 5 or 6. Is that pretty much the same for both of you?
Yeah.
A little bit.
What, Heather, Alex, what prompted, what got you into it? What was there a particular thing, a particular point in time that said, that's what I'm going to do?
When I was younger, my parents they wanted me to figure out what I wanted to do, and so they put me in everything, sports and dance, and I gravitated towards dance, and then anytime I did sports, I would sing to my coaches, but I was terrible. I was tone deaf. And so my parents were like, well, if she's going to be singing around the house this much, we might as well get her some voice lessons.
Go say that, because people come tonight, they're not going to expect much.
But. She's got a great voice now, but the parents' voice lessons paid off.
It took a while to get there, yeah.
How about you? What kind of got you prompted?
Absolutely. I saw my dad in a production of 1776 when I was like 4, and I was like, well, that's cool. Let's do that. And my mom was, my parents were very involved in community theater and working around my church and doing all sorts of singing in the choir and all that. And my brother was an inspiration to me. He always did theater, and then I just followed in those footsteps. And then in middle school, I played a mean Tevye. I mean, it was quite something to see. And my parents were like, okay, so you've got some form of talent. Let's pay for some stuff. So, yeah, and then that's where I am now.
And that's... And then after this, of course, you're done now, so
yeah.
You'll be on life. To looking for...
No, she's going to be in other shows. She's,
no, but I mean, for you guys, you guys go to college, yeah. You.
After Showbot, I'm moving to Chicago and auditioning there.
Yeah.
She's going to be a star.
Yeah. Actually, you got another year left?
I got 2 more years at school, which very scared to be out of school, but hey, if Heather can do it, anybody can do it.
Oh, Sammy! He's playing Jack, right? What is it like, you two are kind of most obviously you brought in the two stars of the show.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Has it got, obviously again, 2.5 weeks ago, you didn't know that each other existed.
No, yeah.
Can you, build that relationship in a short period of time?
Well, it's been a really fun process because most of the time we've just been, like, for the first couple days, was just us working on stage and just getting to see how we work around each other. And definitely in this past week with this whole tech process and really putting pedal to the metal, we've definitely gotten much more comfortable with each other and been able to feel how we work with each other both on stage and off stage.
They've got great chemistry on stage, yeah.
Yeah, it's just been an enjoyable ride. That Alex is a great actor to work with, and I think that it helps that we have days off where we all get to spend time together outside of the rehearsal space and get to know each other on a human level, and that always helps a lot.
Matthew, when you bring these people in, obviously you have a vision.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ever surprised how they actually work together? Maybe sometimes, and maybe unfortunately, don't work together. It's always kind of you cross your fingers and hope.
I mean, there's always a little bit of risk involved when you're doing as wide a search for a professional company as we do, and you don't get to see people in the same room prior to the first day of rehearsal. But so far, it seems as though my impulses and my intuition have paid off, because we've had great companies all 3 years that I've been here, and like I said, this season is no exception. They are getting along as a company, and it's just really terrific.
Of course, when you mentioned too, camp coming up, Heather, what is that something you want to do? Work with the kids? Are you what kids can expect from Heather when they come to camp?
Well, I grew up doing Christian Youth Theater, which was a community program ages 8 to 18, so I was used to being around kids for so long, and then I went to college, and people are 18 to 22 there, and so I kind of had a lack of kids in my life for the last 4 years, and so I'm really excited to get back to working with kids, because I think that they're such a great group to learn from in theater, because they don't have inhibitions and they just go for it and have such an incredible imagination. And so being able to, they're going to teach me more than I could probably teach them, honestly.
Man, once you get box office, get those tickets. Newsies runs a couple weeks. You got this weekend, next weekend.
Yep, box office is open. Tickets are selling fast. I'll tell you that Newsies has already outsold the opening production from last year's season of American Classics. So we're off to a great start. If you want to come and see Newsies, you'll want to get your tickets soon. And the opening Follies still has tickets too, which is on Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday night. And it's going to be a fun night, embracing the Hooray for Hollywood season that we've got. It's a season, it's a night of great Hollywood theme songs. So you're going to hear things like
I Will Always Love You from The Bodyguard, and My Heart Will Go On from Titanic, Mrs. Robinson from The Graduate, and it's all performed by the professional company. It's a great way to get to know the professional company here at the beginning of the season, who you'll be seeing throughout the season in all the shows.
Is that hard to put together in amongst all these rehearsals?
Yes. Yes, it is. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. That is absolutely...
throw it in there kind of in the middle of things.
But yeah, I mean, luckily...
How many rehearsals for it?
We've got enough for... We're working with a really talented group of professionals this year who have come prepared with this material and are ready to go. And I think it's going to be a really fun night for people to enjoy some live music on the Showboat stage.
Thanks. Anything else you want to throw in?
I mean, that's it. I mean, do not want to miss this Hooray for Hollywood season. It's going to be one for the ages.
Yeah, a red carpet. So, in Entertainment Tonight, reporters on, you know, what are you wearing or anything?
I keep referring to a rolling out the red carpet, so I probably should get one. But it's still the white walkway leading up to the entrance of the Showboat Theater.
Heather, Alex, nice to have you in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Maddie. Come to see you in a couple weeks.
See you in a couple weeks for Dial-M.